We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, the Permission Granted Podcast, everybody. The show about the show within the show, which is available on its own iTunes or radio.com feed. Just search Permission Granted or PGP. Or get it on the normal DA show iTunes or podcast feed at radio.com or other places, if that's where you usually download the show. Also, you can go to the website, cbssportsradio.com, click on the DA show tab. So let's start with the venerable Binghamton Rumble Ponies, because while you were gone last week on your vacation to Hawaii, on Tuesday's show, because of a weather makeup on Monday, they played, I believe, a doubleheader which started very early. The only way that I would know this, that the voice of the Rumble Ponies is our friend Jacob Wilkins, who you featured on the PGP Permission Granted Profile 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And we are thrilled that he has been elevated and got this job, because there was a extreme Jakeover where we put all of our eggs in the basket of trying to help along his career. And just weeks after that, he got this double-A job.
Apparently only thrilled to some extent, though.
Well, that's true. So we're obviously rooting for him. We played audio of his no-hitter. We played audio of his first call, his first game ever in soundcheck.
Frankly, we want to be playing audio every week of Jacob Wilkins calling game,
if he could send it. And unfortunately, the archives aren't great for the Rumble Ponies online.
Yeah, and I'm assuming his Wi-Fi is not great up there either.
And then he called a no-hitter. There was, I think it was the first no-hitter since 07 for the Rumble Ponies. So he was there for 6 days. They had not had a no-hitter in like 12 years, and he called it.
Right. The previous play-by-play announcer was there a decade, never saw a no-hitter. Jacob, in his first week, gets a no-hitter, a combined no-hitter.
So he's got mothership mojo going on, and so now we're kind of tuned into what's going on with the Rumble Ponies, a double-A affiliate of the New York Mets in Binghamton, New York, in upstate central New York. So a guy calls up last week when you were gone and says, "Hey, DA, I don't know if you know this, but I was listening to the show, and at 11 a.m. Eastern time, it got cut off, and I heard Jacob Wilkins. And I thought you guys were playing a bit." And he said, "No, the more I listened, the more I realized it was Rumble Ponies pregame."
How about that? Hosting the pregame show, too.
So they're on the station we're on in Binghamton, New York.
That's just great synergy. That's great synergy.
It is. But the problem is, where and when does a doubleheader begin at 11 a.m.? I bring this up because, number one, that's a really early start time for baseball players.
Sure. But unless it's like a camp day for schools.
That's true. But they also have really long road trips. So you could imagine, you know, the bus rides and the long travel.
Sure.
That
sure.
could
if
factor
you gotta
in.
You got to get from Binghamton, New York to Portland, Maine. You may need that game to end a couple hours earlier.
So this is what's interesting. On the day they had the doubleheader, okay, I went back into the archives and searched the press release. And it says doubleheader will begin at 5:35 Eastern time with two seven-inning games. Now, unless there was weather that night that forced them to move up the game.
Which is possible with these minor league stadiums. Sure.
But the other possibility is Jacob pirated the airwaves to bring you Rumble Ponies coverage
in
the middle of our show.
You think he'd do that on purpose?
Well, he knows the audience is there. Who knows him?
But does he have the technology or the steady hands to pull off a maneuver like that?
Well, I mean, look, I think you're usually your own engineer for minor league baseball.
So you think what, Jacob popped into whatever radio station that his games are on, knew what buttons to flick, and to get himself live and host a fake pregame show?
Okay, how about this? I think it's possible. Jacob Wilkins went to the ballpark early because he always does as a broadcaster. You've got to be there. He's also the PR man there. So he
might literally be living there. We don't know.
That's absolutely true. He gets there, let's say, at 9 a.m. for the 5:35 first pitch.
That's right.
He is listening to the radio because we're on, and goes, "You know what? I'm in front of the board right now. I'm in the press box. I have the audience that knows me. I'm new to the job. Let me flip the switch and bring Rumble Ponies Weekly. And I do an hour.
Well, I would hope it's more than 1 week if he's going to start a weekly show.
Well, no, I'm just saying that maybe this is like a Rumble Ponies roundup that he does.
Rumble Ponies Magazine.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't see any evidence that there was a game played at 11 a.m. last week. No evidence.
Is it possible? Just hear me out for a second. Okay. Is it possible that with not a lot going on in Binghamton, they take 2 hours in the afternoon to replay the previous night's game on radio?
Okay, that's an interesting idea. However, the reason there was a doubleheader was the night before was rained out. So there was no game the night before.
The day before? The game before that?
Well, I mean, I guess that's possible. Maybe replaying the no-hitter.
Wow, maybe. Okay, so we're going Rumble Ponies Classics Radio Network.
I think it could be Rumble Ponies Classic. That's the only thing that makes sense because, frankly, I don't know how coverage begins of Rumble Ponies Altoona Curve at 11 a.m. on a weekday. Doesn't make any sense.
It's like a Super Bowl pregame show, the extended pregame.
Right. So
get Ian Eagle hosting there, doing a couple interviews.
If that happened, do you think that Jacob would admit that he did it?
Yeah, because at this point, what does he have to lose? He must be first of all, he had to be confident in himself enough to do it. Number two, what does he need us for anymore? He's the voice of the Rumble Ponies. So what does he care if he ticks off us?
Well, he should care because we help make him.
But he doesn't think that. I mean, you heard him on the PG Profiles 2 weeks ago. He still believes he made him. I mean, he does give us some credit, but he's not exactly he jumped fully in there.
It's true. The only credit that he actually gave us was his shoes.
Correct. The Chelsea boots. If I hear one more about the Chelsea boots, I'm going to jump into Chelsea Pier.
That Lisa Ramos actually, you know, had some advice from that he took. Now, I will say, apparently it's not impossible to play that early. Coming up on Wednesday, okay, the Rumble Ponies will be in Bowie, which I believe is the AA affiliate of the Orioles, Bowie, Maryland.
Okay.
And
famous town.
There's an 11:05 first pitch there.
Who's going to these games?
I don't know. I guess it's a getaway day because you have to travel so far.
You just clicked, by the way, and all I could see here is a picture of a dog, a picture of a piece on says Buck Tuesdays, and a picture of hot dogs that says Dollar Dog Night. They're really trying hard in Bowie, huh? Couldn't tell you what player was on the team.
I mean, who is going to Rumble Ponies Bowie Crabs?
Bowie Crabs?
I don't know. At 11:05 on a Wednesday morning.
I'll do you one better. Who's listening to Rumble Ponies Bowie Crabs at 11:05 on a Monday morning?
Maybe it's a getaway day because they've got to get to Akron to play the Rubber Ducks the next day.
Yeah, all right, so, you know, you got to get that game over by 2:30. Head back on the road to Akron. So getaway days at 11 a.m. Is it possible that that guy just was meant another day and you thought it was that day?
I mean, maybe. I guess it's possible, but...
I mean, really valuing the listener there to assume he was dead on with that day.
I have to trust him.
But we got to trust the schedule, don't we?
I guess. I don't know. Something's fishy about this. I got to get to the bottom of this. I think
something's crabby about it.
I think Jacob Wilkins pirated the radio station to do Rumble Ponies Weekly instead of our show.
Look, this is a guy who barely wanted to be on the show when he was from Vegas. Now true. I think he's pirating to do his own show.
Yeah.
I will go with you and back you, and I'll do an investigation with you. I just want on the record, I don't think that's what happened. I think there was an 11 a.m. game or there was a replay of a game.
All right, we need to delve into this a little bit deeper. Let me ask you, on your trip to Hawaii, what's the best thing you ate?
Ooh, the best thing I ate was probably garlic shrimp from Giovanni's Shrimp Truck on the North Shore of Oahu.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they're very big on garlic shrimp, particularly in Oahu. And it's, you know, you crack and peel the shrimp and it's in this garlic butter sauce.
Oh, yeah.
So the shrimp trucks are really famous on the North Shore. A lot of the big resorts are on the South Shore. So if you drive around the island, there's a lot of waterfalls and nice beaches. And that's where they do a lot of the surfing tournaments you see on TV. And almost every other town or every town has a couple shrimp trucks. You get off a couple scoops of rice, and they'll either do them in some kind of hot and spicy sauce, some kind of lemon sauce, or garlic, which is what they're famous for, the garlic shrimp. Mm-hmm. So the garlic shrimp, specifically at Giovanni's, which I think has been on Diners, Drives, and Dive-Ins.
Dive-Ins, yeah.
Whatever the name of that show is. It's unbelievable. So that was probably number one for me. Number two, at the Kona Brewery, I had basically like a shrimp panini, which was, they're big on the seafood, obviously. So mm-hmm. both dishes shrimp oriented, mm-hmm. and it was like shrimp with melted cheese and Old Bay seasoning.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was unbelievable. So yeah, both things shrimp dishes were the best things I ate.
Interesting. My best dish on the road in Texas was Salt Lick Barbecue in Round Rock, Texas. It actually was just outside of their minor league baseball stadium.
I like that name, Salt Lick.
Yeah, and I said everything looks so good because I was watching the kitchen. They prepare it right outside for everybody. Hmm. So I knew what I wanted to get. So I wanted to get a little bit of everything. The burnt ends, which is very rare, you don't find them in a lot of places, were phenomenal. The pulled pork was phenomenal. And it was the best smoked turkey I've ever had. And I think smoked turkey is a very Texas-specific thing.
And smoked turkey is delicious, but for you to say the best smoked turkey I ever had makes it feel like you're having smoked turkey often, and that's just not something you have.
No, that's true, but like, okay, it's probably better than 75% of my Thanksgiving turkeys.
Okay.
It was really juicy and really smoky. And I think they only do this in Texas. And I've had some smoked turkey with other places that just didn't live up. They're kind of dry, and it feels like you wasted that part of the order.
Does it feel like, because the best part of smoked turkey is you're biting into it, it's like melting in your mouth like butter.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, that's good.
That's what it was.
Oh,
it was
tickling my
really
tummy.
Phenomenal. So my question was going to be, last year when you went, you were a local hero that we have a big fan base in Oahu.
Right.
Did you?
No, they had, okay, that's different. Kauai.
Oh, sorry.
So I went to only Oahu.
Oh,
so
okay.
The question, not to interrupt you, was going to be, did I run into any of our fans?
Yeah.
I did not, because our Hawaiian fan base seems to be centrally located on the island of Kauai. I only went to the island of Oahu.
Gosh,
this time.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I don't know. Look,
the radio station goes to all.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Kauai listeners primarily listened on radio.com.
Ah.
I think we're actually on in Oahu because of Honolulu.
Yeah.
They was flicking through. But yeah, for whatever reason, Kauai is a big mothership board. So if you ever go, you have to go to Kauai because that's where our listeners are.
Yeah.
Going on the Nepali cruise, the hooky up, the whole deal.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Interesting. So we are very big on one island.
Yeah, one island. Yeah. So we're big on the island of Kauai, not Oahu. So I stayed away from fans and stuff like that. Instead, though, watching games in the afternoon with St. Louis Blues fans, with San Jose Sharks fans, with Golden State Warrior fans. So we had a lot of regular sports fans. I just blended in.
That's pretty cool. So next week, we'll get back to the permission granted profile.
Yeah, you know, you just got to give me some context.
Yeah.
You've been very absent-minded of late, Damon.
I'll do that. Yeah, I think it's the vacation part of things. I also got bit by a lot of bugs in Texas, and I think they're like big.
Are you serious?
Yeah, big like bugs.
Been checked out?
Like, I wonder if I have a little Zika or something like that.
Well, don't joke around about that. You can't have the Zeke.
I think I'm fine. I'm just a little woozy, and I'm a little lightheaded and a little sore, achy.
That sounds like the Ezekiel Elliott virus.
I just got pushed over by Zeke at an EDM concert.
So basically going to a taco shop where you almost got shot was not your biggest scar. It was getting bit by monster bugs.
Yeah, I survived that, but hanging out in Carter Blackburn's yard where he's smoking all the types of beef ribs and there's like high grass that he hasn't cut in a couple of weeks. You know, I think that
couple of weeks? The guy hasn't worked since college basketball. Can you get up there with a mower?
I guess he has somebody come to do it named Flavio, and he said Flavio didn't come last week.
Oh.
So Flavio killed me on this.
Are we sure Flavio's alive? We sure Flavio wasn't at the taco place?
All right, side B is going to be all in and all about the birthday party from last week where you were absent, but Bogish defends us for having the party.
Yeah, yeah, and I want to get behind the scenes, too, of how the birthday party came to be as well, because that's what we do on the Permission Granted podcast.
All right, that's coming up on side B.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, welcome into side B of the PGP. This is Mraz back from Honolulu, back from Hawaii, hosting side B. Although you played a PGP profile, a permission granted profile with Kenny Brock a week ago, so this should be week three of the permission granted profiles, but apparently, look, we're into breaking rules on the DA show, as we saw with Huge Freeze on my birthday celebration being allowed on the air. So we're going to take a break from the permission granted profiles for 1 week and bring back Andrew Bogish, because I think we need to dive deeper into all of this and the week that was without me. So the bogeyman returns to side B. Andrew, hello.
So this is an emergency recording, what you're saying.
I wouldn't call it an emergency. Look, you know what? As long as we're into breaking rules and full disclosure, my permission granted profile this week was supposed to be Pens, Mark Pensner, Big fan of the DA show, color analyst on Long Island for like football games.
Oh,
with
sure.
DA.
Yeah, yeah, that pens, right.
Yeah. The problem is he's good friends with DA, and DA has his contact. And I will put this up because we are nothing but if not transparent and honest.
Right.
On Monday, DA was doing the show from Austin. I returned. I still haven't seen DA at the time of this recording since before I left for Hawaii. And I asked DA, hey, can you shoot me Penn's his number? I'd like to get him on the PGP this week. He, of course, never did that. So I said, okay, well, rather than wait, because DA has been on me before about timely permission granted podcast, I said, well, I'm not going to wait. We're going to do Penn's next week, and I'm going to get Andrew Bogish on this week. And also, I'm not going to care if it's not a PG profile, because you know what? None of you guys seem to care about a banishment for Huge Freeze. So here we are.
Oh, here we are.
So welcome.
Yeah.
How are you?
My panties are fine. Yours are in a bunch still over this, huh?
Why?
Isn't it funny when the tables are turned how sensitive somebody else gets?
It's not that I'm sensitive.
It's not?
Just, it's a lack of respect.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Now, see, here's the problem that I have with this. 9 times out of 10, and this is a positive. It's a compliment. It might not sound like it. You are shameless in your self-promotion. I mean, you drank dirty microwave coffee filter water.
Sure did.
On WFAN.
For $1,000.
Right. You have no problem, you know, talking about embarrassing things. You admit all of your mistakes and missteps and embarrassments freely on the air.
Sure.
You hide nothing. But for some reason, this one thing bothers you so much. When you couldn't have been farther away, basically, while still in the United States, and we did an entire show, both audio and video, about you in your absence, and nothing but whining since then.
Okay, now I'm going to make things clear before I get into the behind-the-scenes part of this, which I'm actually interested in.
Okay.
Number one, from a strictly listener point of view, if I could take myself away, I found the show, and from, again, I didn't listen all 3 hours, watch all 3 hours, frankly, because, well, I was in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I watched the video that was posted, and I listened to the PGP. I found it funny. I found the general idea funny. I got the bit. Ha ha, Sean's not here. He loves Fudgy the Whale. We'd never do this if he was here, so
right.
Let's taunt him while he's on vacation.
Yeah.
Where ultimately, I get the last laugh because, you know, I'm in Hawaii.
Sure.
So
were you in Hawaii?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So I made sure to post a lot of pictures.
Yeah, no, I know.
So
another thing that I've been called out by you for.
No. By Bilotti.
No. This is. Are you on vacation? Are you on vacation? And then the next time you're on vacation, you sent more pictures from the airport than I did in the entire week on the Jersey Shore.
I don't think.
No, that happens.
You could take to the archives. I think that was Pete. But so overall, I found it funny. My biggest issue again, though, was if you guys just put them on K-Cam, like that reminded me a lot of when Badlands Booker ate the hot dogs and we couldn't do a contest and we had a casual whatever, or the casual wingership or whatever
we did. I
remember
that. Couldn't have any EMT here
right,
in time, yeah.
Exactly, where he just ate on a cam. Right. I thought that was fun. K-Cam's a good idea. The ticker, great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminded me of that stuff. It was the idea when it came to Trash Tuesday, you guys throwing him a bone and allowing him on the air and then using, the mic happened to be left on, which makes no sense, which nobody buys.
No one buys it.
But he's banished! You can't have a banishment without somebody banished.
On your birthday.
Well, no.
There are no rules on your birthday.
No, there's rules. And I also said, by the way, that you don't want him back? He has to fence me. We still have a fence. So he was allowed back on a Trash Tuesday before any fencing happened. That's ridiculous.
Listen, we might have played fast and loose with the rules of the banishment.
Way too
but it
loose.
Was,
shame on the body, too, by the way. Because he's been real anti-Huge Freeze.
Well, of course.
And he allowed everything to happen.
I mean, we've... hello?
What is...
Are you going to call us now on this show?
What is going on here?
The first time, long time?
So for those of you just listening, I'm not going to edit this out. I don't know how a phone just rang in here.
I've never heard any of our phones in these studios actually ring.
Yeah, so a phone just rang. So that's the PGP uncut for you right
it
here.
Is.
Oh, all right. So now here's the next...
Two-Face Bilotti.
Two-Face Bilotti.
Are we done with that?
No, well, I got to get back to Bilotti, and this is going to get back to what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Again, Andrew Bogish joining us here on Side B of the Prince Creator Podcast for a little repeat. I want to know how the birthday party came to be, because you threw this a day after my birthday.
Yeah.
Which was also a day after I posted a picture acknowledging that it was my birthday as I took a picture in the water.
Yeah.
And I said, there's no way those guys actually remembered that it was my birthday. So was it simply you saw me mention something on Instagram and said, oh, we better do something? Or was this ahead of time?
No, this was ahead of time. This was the end of the week prior. And I think it was somebody else. I think it was Mike Bisseglia, producer of Taz and Moose. It was his birthday last week. Our good friend Rich Ackerman brought in cookies to celebrate Mike's birthday. I think someone mentioned a string of birthdays coming up. Then it was Moose's birthday on Friday.
Right.
Somebody mentioned your birthday. And this all began with just me and Caitlin Richard. It started with, like, we should have all of Sean's favorite desserts in the studio for his birthday without him. That's how it organically began. Just
in the newsroom.
You. In the newsroom. Then it became on the show. Then it became Fudgy the Whale. Then we were emailing Vicky Biello, who gets Fudgy the Whale for Boomer and Geo on WFAN. Do you have a connection? Do you have a Fudgy the Whale guy that we could talk to? It ends up that they just buy it themselves and bring it in. So then we had to figure out which Carvel was closest to here. Do they deliver? Will they deliver before 9 a.m.? And then somewhere along the way, I don't want to name names, but I will. I'm pretty sure it was Bilotti who suggested bringing or involving Robbie somehow.
Okay. All right, that's an interesting anecdote I'm going to get to in a second.
So this went through the entire weekend. Part of the mistake was when it was brought up to do this, I went to your Facebook page to get the date of your birthday, and I thought the date was Tuesday, not Monday. So we were always planning to do it on Tuesday. Got to Monday, finalizing plans, you post, it's my birthday. I go, crap, today's his birthday. We're not doing it today. So then the cover was, we couldn't do it on a Monday. Too much happened over the weekend. So let's do it the next day. So here we are, very organically, just a good-hearted poke at Sean.
Huh.
Ending up with Fudgy the Whale and Robbie in studio. Then there were balloons. Then there were streamers. Then there was everything else.
So, you know, okay, so now a couple real quick things. Every movie should have a happy ending. Okay.
Right, and it was. We got cake.
And that's my point. I'm assuming when DA comes in today, I will have my happy ending. My assumption is, deep down, you guys have saved me a slice in the freezer.
Yeah, sure, huh?
I know, like, that's kind of the bit here. I'm expecting to receive that on Tuesday.
I'm not giving away any secrets.
I know that's kind of like the ha-ha, see, we got you, big guy, here's the slice.
What if, or maybe the actual Fudgy the Whale is coming here.
Don't taunt me.
I think there's a mascot, a Carvel mascot.
He is. I've met him. I've met Fudge. Okay. So I'm going to withhold, because if it becomes a happy ending, I'm going to have to eat crow next week's PGP.
We're doing this before Tuesday's show.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the payoff may be coming.
Second of all, yesterday on Monday's show, behind the scenes, DA down in Austin, Bilotti talking to me about everything. Bilotti wanted to make sure, and this is what goes kind of weird with what you said,
yeah,
to let me know that everything that happened with my birthday celebration was his idea.
Everything.
He said, by the way, just so you know, the whole having a birthday party for you while you weren't here, my idea.
I mean, he was involved.
Made point to say my idea.
Right. No, he was involved almost from the beginning, but I feel like me and Caitlin had the first conversation. I mean, he might have been there, but I remember, and she'll be here soon to double confirm.
Well, he did not say me, Bogus, and Caitlin. He did not say me and Bogus. He did not say me and Caitlin. He said my idea.
I mean, again, Pete was involved almost the entire way, but I really, truly think that it began me and Caitlin at my chair outside talking about it. If he was there, and I don't remember that, then he was there, but there's no way that he was patient zero in all of this.
Okay, so now, Huge brought the cake. Who brought the balloons?
D.A.
Who brought the hats?
D.A.
Who brought Huge?
Huge.
So, in other words, Pete didn't bring anything?
No. No, he didn't do anything physically that day, no.
So, but yet he is making sure to let me know that everything was his idea.
Yeah, and he admitted thinking of Robbie, because
he said the ticker, he said Robbie, said Fudgy, all his idea.
I do think Fudgy was his idea.
Okay, so maybe Pete has some credence
but
here.
But I really don't think that the idea began with him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look,
I don't think he birthed
I'm just throwing that out there. So you guys better make sure you line up whose idea it was, because there's certain people looking to take bows here.
Yeah, no, I don't want credit for it. I'm just relaying facts. I really don't remember him being involved at the very beginning.
I think
you were, Pete, and I'm forgetting it, I apologize, but I remember me, I remember Caitlin thinking of ways to tease you on your birthday when you weren't here.
A power struggle. Like the DA show's never seen.
I mean, he was mad at me over an egg sandwich on Monday, so I don't...
Real, why is that?
Well, so he owed the Taz and Moose crew breakfast because he came in last in our, in that version of the NCAA tournament.
Oh, so you ate salsa in a bunny costume and all he had to do was buy some egg sandwiches.
Yeah, so And typical Pete fashion, he was slow playing the whole thing, so we never, maybe hoping that we would forget that he had to buy us breakfast. He finally had to do it on Monday, and everyone made their order. And I made an order. All I want, everyone said bacon, egg, and cheese, bacon, egg, and cheese. I said, I want a Western omelet wrap. It's the same thing, just ham and peppers instead of bacon.
Right.
And I guess because it had ham and peppers, it was $1.50 more than everybody else's bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh, no.
And he made it out to seem like I got steak and eggs on the dude.
Oh, no, yeah. He didn't. It's a dollar. It's a Western. You're ordering eggs. You're not ordering lobster tails.
Right. I didn't even get a platter with like, you know, potatoes and toast, which would have been like
$8.
And
he had a problem with spending more money on it?
I got all of them giving me crap for, but it started with him complaining about Western omelet.
That's a good peep, you know, by the way.
I threw $2 at him, and I put the sandwich back on the desk and walked out of the room.
From the same guy who bought lunch for breakfast that time from DA.
Right. Exactly.
What a scam artist. Well, Bogus, you can follow you on Twitter.
Sure, why not? At Andrew Bogus.
And you can follow me at MirazCBS. Have a great week, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.